So, we have covered the topic of stone circles lightly. There was one question about a difference in philosophy between those who constructed the stone circles and those who constructed the pyramids. And we will say that because the pyramids were constructed using Atlantean ideas, Atlantean technology, they were constructed by Atlanteans. Anyone who has the inner sight can see that, can see the Atlantean writing still existing inside, for example. There are still documents inside the pyramids that have not been discovered that will prove that, if they are ever uncovered. The pyramids had a very specific purpose, a very powerful purpose. They were not constructed as tombs. They were not considered mausoleums of any sort. They were very living, active constructions that were used for specific purposes. The nature, the difference between the nature of the Atlanteans and you could say the locals who constructed the pyramids and the people who constructed the stone circles, even though the stone circle constructors were descended from the Atlanteans, and the Atlanteans did have that knowledge, or some of them had that knowledge of working with stone, and so on, a large number of them each had their own specialties. The stone circle constructors were much more, as we said, earth-based, more in tune with the earth, more with the idea of energetically aligning things and constructing things where they will integrate well with the energies of the earth. The pyramids are built on lines of power also, and they do tap into them. Those lines of power, those are part of a worldwide energetic grid. And the pyramids, to a certain extent, are anchoring that grid. They are what some would call the navel of the world. There is an ancient Greece idea, the omphalos, the navel of the world, the center of the world. Many people like to think that where they are is the center of the world. To a very large extent of truthfulness, the pyramids are it. They are on it. They are part of it. They are helping to anchor the energies of the earth very deeply so that it is more stable than it used to be. It was one of the things that helped stabilize the planet during and after the cataclysm. But the constructors of the pyramids were more, you might say, in their head. They were more intellectually oriented, whereas the constructors of the stone circles were more in their heart. They were more intuitively oriented. They were more aligned with kind of going with the flow and being a part of it all, whereas those who constructed the pyramid were much more, in a sense, coming from a point of dominion, of conquering, of controlling, of imposing onto the world that which they felt was right for it. Now, of course, that is part of the Atlantean core issue, and why Atlantis was destroyed, was that there was that element of the Atlanteans where they kept a world peace, but at the cost of individual soul development. And there could have been other solutions, but the solution on this timeline, on this planet, was for Atlantis to be destroyed so thoroughly that individuals had to take control of their lives before they had to be good. There wasn't much choice otherwise. Afterwards, they could be anything they wanted. Their free will was freed up, if you will. That would be the topic for another evening, and has also been written up by the channel in shortened form. We could say a lot more about it. It is very pertinent to what is going on today, but that is not the topic tonight. So we hope that that answers the question about the difference in philosophy between the two. The stone circles were meant to integrate with and be a part of the landscape, not to, if you will, to violate it, whereas the pyramids, although they don't violate the landscape, and to a certain extent they are very thoroughly, energetically fused with the landscape, they are not, they definitely stand out. They are not something that you might overlook or think is part of the landscape. They're definitely human-made. Now, we wish to go ahead and speak about crop circles. One moment. Yes, indeed. We thank our first speaker of the evening, Athena, once again, for her crisp, clear delivery, for her swift covering of many different aspects. We also thank her for her ability to put things clearly. And we thank the channel for her ability to hear her as clearly as she can. Now, the channel is saying that she's protesting, she's saying she's not necessarily sure, but we do say that she brought it through very well. Our next speaker, excuse me, is going to be that entity who is sometimes known as Seth. Seth has the lowdown, if you will, on crop circles. So, one moment. Well, good evening. We know that there are those who are going to be listening to this and asking, is that really Seth? There are those who say that only one person can channel, if you will, speak with a particular entity. And to that we say, balderdash, nonsense, this is not true. It is true that the connection between an entity and the channel is unique, just as any relationship is. And so to that extent, this connection that I have with this channel is unique and is made up of my energies intersecting with her energies, the information that she has and the type of person that she is, combining with the information that I have and the type of being that I am, to create a particular conduit of information. If you, or you, or anyone else chose to also channel me, speak with me, telepathically communicate